There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. Basically, any time, any day, any place, but the way to actually be able to interact with me is to use that number, 855-993-7569, between noon and 3, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard. Or even Eastern Daylight, it's always 12 to 3, regardless of what the clock says, right? And I will chat with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. And what seems to be on a lot of people's mind this today and this week and this season, other than the big fella. Actually, we have an email, which I will find for Manny, that we can talk about the big fella, because it's been sort of floating around, which we haven't actually gotten to, and we'll get that done this week, if not today. I don't know. You know, it's a little hard to predict exactly how the program's going to go, since it's much more dependent on y'all than it is on me. You can tell I'm not a control freak. I don't have any idea what we're going to be talking about. I digress, though. It's protests of people, and the protests have fallen basically into two separate categories. One has to do with basically, let me not put too fine a face on it, is police violence toward white police officers toward, in three instances, unarmed black victims. And certainly Ferguson was the first and the most publicized, I suppose. But there's also been one in New York, and there have been a couple more all over the country. And in both the one in Ferguson and the one in New York City, grand jury said, gave a bye, which is, it's a little hard to know. There's a difference between about something that's legal and something that's just. That, and they're not the same. And legal is a system of rules. Justice has to do with morality, and they're not really the same. And one would hope that they overlap or that there's not a huge discrepancy between the two, but that's not always the case. And I suppose that's part of what the protests are about. The second has to do, I suppose, again, with legality and morality, which are not the same, having to do with minimum wage and what is legal to pay somebody and what's moral to pay somebody. And the big deal around here, at least over the weekend, was McDonald's, who posted, profits of something close to $3 billion last year, and saying, okay, maybe you could afford to pay your people more than $8 an hour. Do you really need a corporation that's making $3 billion a year profit? Not income, profit. And could maybe some of that profit be better used, perhaps more morally used. So what we asked people on Facebook is what they were willing, how did we actually phrase it, Manny? I think, did we say what people thought should be protested or what they were willing to protest? How did we actually say it?
It was, if you could protest anything, what would it be?
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
We got 31 comments on it.
Which is a fair number. All right, so what would you have you ever protested anything?
I personally have not, no. But
never?
Never. But
wow.
I've seen, I've got friends that have protested certain things and
All right. I will give you this will sort of cement people's. All right. I'm of the generation that we protest. All right. I will tell you my first protest, which was so silly, in retrospect, and man, we took it so seriously. It was in college. And as I said, I've noticed that protests tend to happen during good weather. That we all believe strongly unless it rains on us. And my first protest was I was in college, and I was, I was not a freshman. I think it was either a sophomore or a junior. And we had, like most colleges, we had a student newspaper. And it was called the Rice Thresher. And the offices were on the second floor of the student union. And the ruling was that you were not allowed to have food in the office, which, of course, makes no sense, but nevertheless. And so someone discovered that they had donuts in the Thresher office, at which point they suspended the paper. They suspended the editor, whose name I remember. I can actually tell you who it was, but I'm not going to because he's probably gone on to bigger and better things and will sue my cute little butt. But they suspended him. They put him on academic probation, I guess. They put him on probation. And for breaking the rule that there was not, because he was the editor. I don't even know if he'd bought the donuts or not. That was a little unclear at the time, but they suspended him. Again, they didn't suspend the newspaper, just him. And we decided in our righteous indignation that this was an example of freedom of the press. Okay, a little tenuous, but hell, you know, if you're that age that you connect dots that are maybe not even dots,
yeah,
let alone should be connected. So we organized a protest about freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And Rice was a relatively small school. There were, in my freshman class, there were 450 when we started. I think there were 225 or 200 and something like that when we graduated. So it had a pretty high attrition rate. And so Rice undergraduate was, I think, 1,250 total, and then 250 the graduate students. And so we got maybe, I don't know, we had a pretty good turnout. We had 500 or 600 people, which was a lot. I mean, that's basically close to half the student body, especially undergraduates. And we protested in the quadrangle, and we got together a petition. But what we did, this shows how incredibly naive we were and how un-Berkeley we were, that we presented, we said that we were going to present the petition to the president's office at 3:00. That's, you know, I guess it was in the newspaper. So guess what the president did? Because he was actually, it turns out, as I say this now, he was from Berkeley. He had come from University of California school system. So he knew about serious protests opposed to those of us who idiot children. So he just arranged not to be in the office. So, you know, you're presenting a petition, which was somewhat bogus to say the least, to a president who wasn't there. So that was my initial introduction to the wide world of protests. Needless to say, there was no tear gas involved. There was no issue involved that we talked about him. And I guess the issue was, actually, I think now as I remember the song, they called it Double Donut Pro. Apparently, they found donuts in the office and told him not to do it again, and then they did it again. I think that was really the issue. So so that's when they suspended him. Hmm. And I don't even remember what happened. I mean, we were so involved in it. The paper continued to go out. He graduated. President made sure he wasn't there, and we got back to finals. All right, so that was my initial, you can tell, incredibly nonviolent protest. But then got involved in protests against the war, and we really felt, we were the generation that felt that we actually had some impact. And we protested.
At the Vietnam War?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We wore, and I can remember when my daughter was a baby, she had a bumper sticker for some presidential candidate. No, we just really felt that we should show up. And I was never luckily involved in any of the anything violent. My obstetrician told me that if he had to deliver my daughter or we didn't know it was a daughter, but if he had to deliver me in jail, he was going to charge me an extra $500, and I just didn't have that money. So there was one protest that I think actually did turn violent that I was not at, because I was like 9.5 months pregnant and just could not afford the extra $500 to be in prison. So, and I've never been arrested. Thank you very much. I've been in prison a couple of times, but it was to do broadcasts. And let me tell you, being locked in a cell, even for a broadcast, knowing that you're only there temporarily, makes you very convinced you don't ever want to be arrested. All right, we'll talk about protests when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. I have a situation. Oh, I can't even talk about it. We lost our daughter 2 years ago to cancer, and my son-in-law met a woman 5 months later, and 8 months after that, he moved to California with our grandchildren. And he is just not communicating. It was very little, and now he just won't answer calls. And
were you harsh to him when
no,
he...
No, no one was.
No?
He did this not only to us, but everyone that...
We didn't do anything to anybody. Phyllis, he really did. He was, I mean, I'm sure that that this was a tragedy for all involved. We know that men don't do particularly well by themselves. It sounds like he had kids to raise, and he didn't, him remaining depressed and unhappy and alone wasn't going to bring your daughter back.
No, Jackson, he was not depressed. He met a woman 3 months later.
Phyllis, well, you said 5 months.
Well, he started going to California.
No, you said that was 8 months. You listen, be careful. I really do listen very carefully, but the point is...
He met a woman 3 months after my daughter
Phyllis,
died.
Phyllis, he didn't do anything to anybody. He may not have mourned for as long as you would feel is appropriate, but he didn't do anything to anybody. He didn't do anything wrong.
He's not interacting with anyone.
But Phyllis, he's not going to interact with you if basically the vibe he gets off of you is he did something terrible to you.
You don't understand. He inherited a great deal of money from my daughter.
What does that have to do with any of
this? Well, he's never worked, and he's still not. We cannot communicate.
But Phyllis, you're not. Listen, tell me what your question is.
I just want to know how we can deal with the situation.
Well, you're going to have to let it go. I mean, you're treating him as an enemy and then being surprised when
we
do business.
We're not treating him as an enemy, Doctor. He sent us a letter at Christmas and thanked us for understanding why he had to leave. But yet, when we speak to our grandchildren, we ask to speak to him, he says, I don't want to talk to you. He tells the children to tell us he doesn't want to talk to us, and he does this with
everyone.
Well,
why is it? I mean, it sounds like you don't particularly like him. You don't particularly approve of him. What is it? As long as you do, you have access to the grandchildren?
No, we're allowed to see them 1 week a year. He said we can see them 1 week a year. When I asked last year if we could have more time, he said there were so many people who wanted to see them and that he had an open-door policy that we could visit.
So that's great. So
we plan to visit this month, and he's not returning our calls.
Well, so show up.
Just show up?
Sure. Sure, I certainly wouldn't expect to stay with him, but yeah.
No, we didn't expect to stay with him.
No, I would... Listen, Phyllis... I know you get mad at me when I say it, but the anger is coming off of you in waves. And if I can feel it in a phone call, I'm sure, and it's not even directed toward me, that I think you're going to have to kind of neutral. If you want access to the grandchildren, you're going to have to neutralize your antipathy toward him. He didn't do anything to you. You may not like him. You may not think he was a great husband. You may not think he was a great father. But he's the one. He is the biological father, it sounds like, of your grandchildren. If you want to have access to them, you cannot give him the feeling that you hate him. That you disapprove of him, because he won't allow you access to the children, nor would you. If you were in charge of the children and there was somebody in your life that you felt was your enemy, you wouldn't give them much access to the kids either, because you'd figure that they'd poison the children's mind against you. So if you want to, certainly if your question is, he'd said that it was an open door policy, we're planning to go this month, we haven't heard from him, should we go? Yeah. You weren't planning to stay with him anyway, so yes, of course. And be stupid and cheerful. You know, cheerful and you know, don't take all this baggage with you. Hopefully you'll see the grandchildren. But I think you're going to have to neutralize this. And thinking the thoughts, most of us are not very good at acting. And the fact that you think he'd done something to you, that he didn't mourn long enough, he never worked, he inherited all this money, not going to do you any good. It's not going to get you any place that's the least bit valuable. So yes, I would go, but I would be stupid and cheerful. You know, I would go in and like nothing's the problem, that he's the most wonderful human being, and see where you get, because you're not going to get any place with the attitude that you've got. You're just not. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm recently separated from my husband of 3 years. What led to the separation was just a lack of connection.
How long did the two of you know each other before you got married?
2 years.
Did you live in the same city?
Yeah, we lived together actually before marriage.
How old are you?
36.
And how old is he?
40.
Had either of you been married before?
He was, when he was about 20 or 21.
So you've been divorced for a while?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You have children together?
Not together. We each have one.
Okay. Well, I mean, what took the marriage? I mean, it sounds like it unraveled pretty quickly.
It did. What was hard is his work schedule. He was in school.
Well, wasn't that all a part of what was going on before the two of you were married, when you were living together?
Yes, it was.
So what made What sort of, I mean, 3 years after marriage, isn't very far in.
Mm-hmm. And what, you're asking what changed?
Yeah.
He became more and more, I believe he became less and less happy with himself. And he just really retreated inward. So,
right. So what's today's issue? What's your question to me?
Well, neither of us are 100% sure of divorce. You know, he didn't want to even physically separate.
And you've been separated, you say, a month?
About we're going on 3 months now.
Okay.
And so he and I are both uncertain about divorce because there's a part of me that doesn't want it to be over. It just was really hard for me emotionally to be living in the same home.
All right, what's the question to me, Nicole? I just don't want to run out of time.
Okay, I just don't know if that even makes sense,
What makes sense?
If it makes sense to remain married and try to have a relationship but not live in the same home.
You know, lots of people are doing it. You know, it was funny. I was talking to, in the last week, I've probably talked to four people who are doing exactly that. Mm-hmm. I think it depends what both of you want out of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if it works for you, who cares?
Right,
I think you have to figure out what the finances are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the two of you are sexual with each other, how you deal with the kids. But
yeah.
You certainly, I mean, I suppose before he sort of ran amok, it was kind of the Woody Allen school of life of keeping separate households and being married. And as I said, I know a number of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really depends on if it's what the two of you want. All right. The problem is that it's kind of neither feast nor famine. And one of the ways that people decide whether or not to go forward with a divorce or go forward with a marriage is missing each other's, finding out what happens when we're not in each other's lives. And the problem about living in the same household is that in some ways you've got the worst of all worlds, that you're not completely separate, so that there's still, there's not the opportunity to miss one another because you're going to bump into one another. And yet, the abrasive quality doesn't go away. Again, it's hard for me to, logically it makes no sense to me, to be quite honest, that you're either together or you're apart. I understand that monetarily, a lot of people do it. As I said, you know, we get a lot of calls about it. And to the extent that I've had to kind of rethink my position on it a little bit, it still doesn't make any sense to me. Basically, if you want to get back together, you have to figure out what it is that the two of you have together to build on. And by living in the same household, all you're going to do is remind each other how much you drive each other nuts. So I'm not sure it's something I'm very much in favor of. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, 855-993-7569. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I thought about calling you before about this, but I'm at the end of my road, I guess. I have a 17-year-old daughter. I have had custody for her out of most of her life except for 3 months when her father and I had to go to joint parenting to get her into a city school system that he lived in.
Okay.
We couldn't open enroll her.
How long ago was that?
Oh, boy. 2011, I believe.
Okay, so 3 years ago.
Yeah. He was a very abusive person. I got a 18-month reprieve, and when she was 9 months old, he started back up. So I got him out of the house, and they've had an on and off again relationship ever since.
So, right. So she. So wait a minute. Let me just get this straight. So she. He was out of the house for the first year and a half that she was born.
No, he was out of the house after she was 9 months old.
Okay, and was never back.
I'm sorry.
And so you and he never lived together after she was 9 months old?
No.
And what was the custody arrangement? Did he have visitation rights?
He had visitation rights. Didn't always use them, but yes, he did.
All right. So how often did he see her growing up?
Whenever it worked out conveniently enough for him.
Can you give me some idea about how frequently that was?
Maybe once every 2 months. Every 6 weeks, once every 2 months.
Okay. And did he spend summers with her or something like that, or was that...
I think he took her one time for an extended stay, at which point I got visitation.
Okay.
But it's always kind of been, we've never been able to talk. Actually, the only time we were able to sit down and talk and work with things together was when we had to go to joint parenting because she got kicked out of the last school in the town that we lived in.
Why did she get kicked out?
She was being bullied, and she got in a fight with a girl that was bullying her due to a rumor that had started when she was, I believe, in sixth grade.
What was the rumor?
It was an awful rumor. It was about her having oral sex with our animal.
Jeez Louise.
You know, the two little girls that invented it were not invited to her birthday party. So they came up with this rumor, and of course everybody believed it because it's much easier to believe something untrue.
Well, they didn't necessarily believe it. They spread it.
It still continues. Places she's never even been will tell her, oh, I heard about you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so it rears its ugly head about every couple of years, as well as about every 3 years. She wants to see her. She's had the opportunity to see her dad. She's had the opportunity to stay with her dad if she wanted to. Mm-hmm. But she always gets real fed up with him. She does not like his wife, who is an ex-stripper trainer. And so, you know, sometimes around the holidays, she'll want to go see her dad. I think it has something to do with the presents, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, throughout the I've had her in counseling due to her non-existent relationship with her father, probably since about the age of 5 or so, because she was kind of acting out. Then bullying and this rumor supervented that came in more important than her non-existent relationship with her father. So then in the last year and a half, she said, look, I'm tired of counseling. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm really sick of it. Which really it didn't do any good because she did not listen to the advice that the counselors were giving her, ever. So through these, last 7 years, she has claimed, first she called twice to 911 that I tried choking her. Twice she has made allegations towards guidance counselors in school that I hit her with my fist. All were unfounded. And last week, we got into an argument. I blocked a couple of her punches. She kicked me. I went into my room. I had an appointment. I was late for it, but I went and just got away from the situation. That is what I'm trying to do, is just walk away, because she's 17 and just out of control as far as her thinking and rationale and sensibility and everything.
Well, that doesn't bother me. No, I mean, certainly 17-year-olds are, that's not particularly unusual. The fact that she's violent is would be more concern to me than the fact that she's acting like a 17-year-old.
I get that. She started, I noticed that I saw her hitting herself in the head as hard as she could in away from me after an argument, just a regular argument, about 6 months ago. So I told her, I said, 3 things are going to happen. I either call the police, I call Juvie, or you go to counseling. You're going to be 18 soon, and you've got to get coping skills. This is not coping. So she agreed to go to counseling. We got an emergency intake. She's only met with the counselor once due to either cancellations on her part or the counselor's part. anyway, last Tuesday, we had an argument. I blocked her punches, and she kicked me, and I left the house, went to my dentist appointment. When afterwards, I called my mom to see if she needed any more groceries, and she told me that the police had just left, and they were looking for me. So I called the police. I went down after I ran my errands, and the police officer told me that she had gone down there. He showed me pictures of her face, and once again, she is telling them that I abused her. Now, her father, she wanted to stay at her father's, so now he has filed paperwork for emergency custody, which he was denied, but we're going to have a custody hearing on the 23rd. She will be 18 on February 18th. And I am, the officer told me, when I told him what had happened, he looked at me, he looked at my hands, I told him about the past incidents. He said, I'm going to press charges against her for filing a false report. This needs to stop. The first time I talked to him was today, and he said, well, he hasn't been able to talk to her, and if she can't come down, I guess he won't be able to talk to her. And the court just may say, well, go ahead and let the dad have custody of her since she'll be 18 in February.
What's the question to me, Cookie?
I guess my dilemma is, how do I deal with this? I'm exhausted.
Well, first of all,
I've never physically touched her.
Well, but Kathy, you're missing the point here. This isn't about you. You've got a seriously disturbed kid here. Her response to things is violence. I mean, she got kicked out of school for it. This is a kid who's about to be sort of loosed on the world, and the world's about to be loosed on her. And the issue isn't should she be with you or them. The answer is whoever her therapist has been has kind of missed the boat. This is a kid.
Yes.
And I don't know whether she's hearing voices. I don't know. She certainly sounds to me that she's at very least depressed. But this is a kid who views the world as predators and victims, and she has to be one or the other, and everybody is one or the other. How does she do in school?
Terrible. Her doctor, before he retired, put her on a low dose of ADHD because she was having a hard time concentrating. This year, when bullying and the rumor reared its ugly head again, the last time that she went through the rumor and bullying, she was threatening to commit suicide. So I went to this school, and we put her online schooling because I didn't think her mental.
Well, but this kid needs, first of all, she needs a fresh start someplace, and I'm not sure either you or her dad are the answer, to be quite honest. If I were in your shoes, I would be looking for a residential treatment center. First of all, I don't know what the diagnosis is here. I don't know whether she's hearing voices. I don't know whether this is just an issue of impulse control. I don't know is she sexual? Does she have a boyfriend?
She is sexually active, and since she has become sexually active, it's like that's the only thing that is important is keeping that boyfriend in her world.
Well, but
everything else is insignificant.
Kathy, look, I need you to sort of be your best, most grown-up, most objective self. This can't be about you. I mean, this kid, you've got a kid who's shattering before your very eyes.
I
don't know what the rumor is, but I mean, what the rumor should have been done is someone just said, this is ridiculous, and laughed
it
off. The fact that it's perpetuated is scary enough. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kathy, who's got a 17-year-old who will be 18 in a couple of months, who's got a court hearing about a supposedly violent confrontation with her mom, in which she alleged that her mom hit her. And mom says that she didn't, that the wounds that were inflicted were self-inflicted. Listen, Kathy, I think whether her dad gets custody at this moment or you get custody is nearly irrelevant. This kid is in serious trouble. She's doing poorly in school. She has a tendency to violently act out. She seems to be on not, you know, only a passing resemblance with the truth, and she's about to become emancipated. This kid needs a serious therapist. She may need to be residential treatment, but we're in search of a diagnosis here. I don't know whether she's hearing voices. I don't know whether she's clinically depressed. I don't know if she's borderline personality. But I think that this kid needs some help. And I think you and her dad were able to come together before about about what was in her best interest, and I think you're going to have to do it again. And fighting him for custody is missing the point about this. It doesn't. She's not going to be any better off with you than she is with him, or him with you. This kid needs some serious intervention that she's not getting.
Yes.
She's not doing well at school. What year is she?
She's a senior, and she's actually been our regular doctor. She's been to see psychologists, psychiatrists, et cetera. Our regular doctor gives her Adderall, a low dose of Adderall for concentration and schoolwork. And the nurse practitioner has recently told her that she believes she has PMDD, and she's on no medication for that. They have tried to tell her that they do believe that she has depression. She refuses to take any medication for that.
Well, but again, I think what you and her dad need to have a united front about saying is we need a competent diagnosis on what's going on with our kid, that she's about to become emancipated. She's about, are her grades good enough to graduate her?
Well, she was close when she started the online learning, but I don't know.
What is this kid good at? What's she good
at? Art. She's wonderful at art.
All right. What we need to do is you need to get in touch with her dad today, and you need to say, look, it doesn't make any difference where she goes with me or she goes with you. This kid is about, she's a couple months away from being legally capable of living on her own. She's not educated. She doesn't have a skill. She has impulse control issues. We don't, you know, people are treating her brain like it's chicken soup. We just keep adding stuff. We don't know what the diagnosis is. The two of us need to present a united front that says it doesn't make any difference which parent she's with at this moment. She needs evaluation. She needs to be in a controlled environment. She needs to have some help about school. But, you know, she's about to be an adult, and we don't know what's going on with her. She's lost. She's brittle. She tends to be violent. And I think the only way to do this, you guys fighting about custody, is doing her no service at all. And she's not going to get any help as long as you guys are doing that.
Yes.
So I'd even be willing to say to him, listen, I won't oppose you for custody if you will agree that we need to get her we need to get her evaluated. And the court can evaluate her. So that you and I we're not trying to say who the better parent is or who the worst parent is. That you've got a kid who doesn't know how to behave around people. She's about to graduate, and hopefully she can read and write. She doesn't really.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but this is a lost soul, and you guys are about to lose any possible control over her. And I would use the couple months that you have as presenting a united front to the court, saying we're really worried about her, and it's not which parent is better, which parent is worse. That we need an evaluation. We need her to be in a safe environment. We need her to be. We don't even know what the diagnosis is here, except we've got a very sad, angry, unhappy kid who's about, the state's about to lose any control over. And the next time they're going to have any control over is when she's in prison. You know, and you don't need that.
That's what
I would do. I would call him today, and you can play this. You can play my response. You can have him call me. But I think that's the only shot that this kid has is...
Yeah, he will not communicate with me.
Well,
I've tried communicating with him since then.
Call his wife, call whatever. Have your lawyer
custody.
Call him and say, the issue is not custody. The issue is we've got to get her some help. And I'm willing to concede custody if that's what it's going to take.
Okay.
All right? Because this kid's falling through the cracks.
I know, and I'm scared to death for her.
I think you should
be.
I think you should be. So, and if you have to give up custody for 2 months, give up custody for 2 months. It's not the issue. The issue is somebody, you know, and saying to him, I'll give you custody, but that's not the issue. The issue is she needs to be in residential treatment. We need to get an evaluation. She may need to be on medication. She needs to be in certainly at least a couple times a week therapy, if not more than that. We have a kid who is either violent or suicidal, depending on the day. She can't interact with her peers. So she has no social interaction. She's overly sexualized. And we don't even know what's going on. And we keep, you know, adding medications without really knowing what's going on. And this kid is sad and lonely sexually acting out, and violent. Perfect. And she's about to be 18. What more do we want? So I give up custody if I have to get his attention for the two of you to say to the courts, we need to get this kid some help.
Okay. I will follow your words. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck, Cookie.
I wish you and your staff a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Joanne, we're going to start you, kiddo, and then unless this is very quick, which I'd be surprised, but it may be, we'll hold you over and give you as much time as you need. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I am trying to figure out how to change a precedent in gift giving, specifically Christmas and birthdays, that I started with one of my sisters and her sons started when they were young and for Christmas and birthdays, and now they're grown. And I want to figure out how I can stop doing that or have them expect it from me.
Okay. What's the precedent? What's the rule at this moment?
Well, since the boys, there's three boys, and when they were young, because I feel bad for them because of they don't have much, and so my sister and her husband, she's been working for years, and he
okay,
doesn't.
Just tell me what the precedent, what the actual gift giving issue is.
I've been sending money to them. In birthday cards, I'll put like $20 to the boys. And then at Christmas, I get them a $50 gift card to a store.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing.
Okay. How old are the boys at this moment?
They're around 30, 27, 17, all still living at home and nobody.
Wow. Knows. All right, let me put you on hold. No charge for being on hold, and we'll wander through this together at the beginning of the hour. I'll give you as much time as you need. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.